Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Slash and dash.
Slash and dash.
I feel like it's more smush and smash with our faces today. We're so tired.
Yeah.
It shouldn't even be slash and dash. We just have no fucking time. I'm sorry. It's exam week. We had podcast awards. I feel like we redeemed ourselves.
Oh, at the podcast awards.
Well, we weren't shit-faced.
We weren't shit-faced. We were actually nominated this time. Like, people knew who we were when we went, which was pretty cool.
I don't know. I didn't speak to anyone, though.
I only spoke to someone who's like, I remember you from last year. I was like, yeah, you were a mess. I know.
I feel like I had more fun last year.
Yeah, samesies.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy...
Next year, let's not enter and just go and get shit-faced again.
I didn't enjoy being the designated driver. I was like, I just felt like a grumpy babysitter. And I didn't want to be grumpy. I wanted to... I don't want to talk to strangers when I'm not had a drink.
No, I think next time we stay and we go for it. Go big guns.
Just like puke up on top of people. Fern Cotton could have had a bit of puke on her, realistically.
I think if you're clever about it, it's quite a lot of free alcohol as well.
She is really fucking lucky that I was driving. I think the whole of our back row, when she came out...
Yeah, like, me and my friend Lucy just turned to each other and went, oh, fuck, can't fucking stand her.
Yeah, same with me and Tom, just like, ugh. A collective eye roll. You're going to hear it rattling. Sorry, Fern, but we don't want to listen to your podcast.
Oh.
We don't, and no one in the audience did either.
Truthies.
And she's never going to listen to this anyway because she thinks podcasts are for her and Paloma Faith. True. To chat about cake.
And if she does listen to it and we get some hate on Twitter, it can't fucking hurt.
If you're interested in listening to Cotton on Cake, fuck off. No, it's not what it's called. It's what it probably is called.
We don't need your listeners. Right, so you voted for, I'm so proud of you all. This is like me with my students for exam time. I'm so proud of you all. You voted for the one that I wanted. I made it really obvious though. It's called This Leprechaun Just Won't Die.
Ooh.
It's a fucking good one. So although it is a slash and dash, I think it's going to be a longy. So a lot of this comes from The Face of Evil by Adrian Vincent, which I was reading on the way down to the podcast awards, and it was my nan's book.
Aww.
And honestly, me and my nan did not get on. She was a very...
She was your mother's mother.
She was very much my mother's mother, and she just didn't take much interest in me. But honestly, she didn't give a shit. But I didn't know she was so into true crime, and I feel like that could have been a bonding experience for us, because I've got the books that were in her house and they're fucking brilliant.
Because I don't think that true crime books are the sort, they're not like coffee table books, are they? Like, you have to be into true crime to own those books. Like, she would have liked that.
If I'd have known she was the kind of woman who's reading about leprechauns not dying, I would have had a bit more respect for her. So, this is a 1932 story, so we can take the piss as much as we want. Set in New York. New York.
Hey, I'm walking here.
There's so many New York names in here.
Yeah.
Tony Marino from New York.
I'm gonna get a cup of coffee.
So Tony Marino owned a bar in the Bronx. And he...
Bronx.
Sorry, I'm going to piss off everyone. So this is after Prohibition, isn't it? 1932. They're allowed alcohol now.
I only drink my coffee.
But from all intents and purposes, it sounded like they were fucking poor. And this is a dive bar as well. So basically they sold what is known as raw alcohol with coloured water. And they'd get it for 15 cents for like a slug, which I think was like a shot.
I can say raw alcohol would just knock you out.
So people would just go there to get shit-faced, mostly alcoholics. So it's the kind of dive bar where you'd just go, get drunk till you passed out, but then you'd wake up and all your belongings would be gone.
Yeah.
So just like a shitty dive bar. So Tony Marino had a friend called Frank Pasqua. Frank Pasqua. I can't Squire. Do it. And he was it. He was an undertaker and an alcoholic.
You'd have to, that sounds like they go hand in hand.
I think, yeah, any good undertaker.
Any good undertaker.
It's got to be drunk.
Do you think they like drinking formaldehyde as well?
Yeah.
I bet there's alcohol in there.
Those two were pretty poor. They were struggling to make ends meet. Obviously, they're selling alcohol super cheap. So they had another guy who used to come to the bar every day, and he was an elderly Irish man called Mike Malloy. And he was little, like a leprechaun.
Oh, okay. So it's a small Irish guy.
Yeah. And he worked at the bar. But when I say worked, he would sweep the floor in exchange for sleeping on the floor of the bar when everyone finished. Aww. So he's basically homeless. But he was the kind of guy who all he gave a shit about was getting drunk, and people would buy him drinks and he'd just stay in the bar all day. And they'd get him a drink to hear one of his like little Irish stories. Maybe see his pot of gold every now and then.
Sing a little song, yeah. An Irish ballad.
So Pasqua and Marino had a plan to get money. And they devised a plan to take out life insurance on Michael Malloy.
Then kill him. Because he's going to be worth so much.
Kill him and then get the money for the life insurance.
How can you just take out a life insurance policy on a homeless person?
You could just do it on anyone, couldn't you?
How would they value it? I don't agree with valuing people's lives anyway, but you wouldn't have dependents or anything.
Well, I don't know how it worked, but Marino had already done it with a woman called Mabel Carson, who the year before he'd taken out life insurance on her, and then he got really drunk, obviously, on his slugs of...
Do you have to sign it as the person? Because I could be like, yeah, I've took out a life insurance on this person, this person, this person.
Yeah, you just do it on a person.
You must have to get them to sign.
That's not a big scandal in America, wasn't there? Because Walmart was taking out life insurance on their workers. So if their workers died, they got a payout.
No.
Yeah. There's a documentary I ever found.
Like they're that hard up for cash. Are you serious?
Yeah, look into it. Honestly, you can take out life insurance on a person. And I guess because you work for them, they could be like, well, we'll be down.
Wait, because Walmart is Asda, isn't it?
Yeah.
And haven't Asda and Sainsbury's now become friends?
Yeah.
So Sainsbury's is Walmart too. Or is Walmart now Sainsbury's?
Everything's Walmart.
Everything's Walmart. Not Tesco. Tesco will never budge.
T-E-S-C-O. So
I actually went to Morrison's this week. Sometimes I go to Aldi and take my huge IKEA bag. I was like, I will use one bag, an IKEA bag.
Okay. I love Aldi, but it's not good for vegan stuff.
It's not really good for...
It's just good for hummus and tins, if we're being honest.
True story.
So this woman, Mabel Carson, he'd got her really drunk and then he'd like doused her bed with ice water, opened the window and just...
So she'd piss herself. So that's like a prank at a sleepover.
She died in the cold. So then they put it down as pneumonia and then he got the payout. But obviously he'd spent all this money. So he thought he'd do the same with this Michael Malloy. So they insured his life for $1,200. But...
You already know there's going to be a flaw. The Irish... he sleeps on a floor anyway.
Yeah.
But you can't do the pneumonia trick on him. If he's from Ireland, he'll be hardy as fuck.
Well, he fucking is. But
$1,200... He will have an iron constitution.
But then when I looked on Wikipedia, it said like $3,500. So I don't know. I'm going to go buy the book.
Okay.
Because someone took the effort to publish it. So now they had to decide how to kill him. And they thought, well, obviously, the easy way...
Unicorn.
Is get a unicorn and get it to ride away with him on the back until it trips over the rainbow and catapults him into the pot of gold.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that. So
wasted
they...
Wasted opportunity.
They gave him free drinks, but they put antifreeze in it instead. So
poisoned him then.
So they said, like, it's nearly Christmas, we're gonna give you some free drinks. He was well up for it. Downed him, and they got the barman David Murphy, and they said, when we get the life insurance, we'll give you $100 if you come in on this with him, with us. And he was like, yeah, fine, and I'll give him the drinks. So he gave him these drinks with antifreeze in, and then he would get paid after the death. So, so they said, because it's Christmas, here's your free drinks. And he downed 5 shots of this antifreeze cocktail.
Even if he'd have downed 5 shots of what they were normally serving, yeah, it would probably have killed him.
So then he fell onto the floor. No one batted an eyelid. This was in a full bar.
His usual thing.
Yeah, no one gave a shit. And so they left him there on the floor till
he's having an early night. That's where he sleeps.
Well, that is where he sleeps. No one gave a shit.
Yeah.
So then Tony Marino and Frank Pasqua and David Murphy checked to see if he was dead. But his heart was still beating faintly, so they thought, right, we'll leave until morning. However, as the sun comes up, up sits Malloy, says, can I have another drink?
Nah.
Straight up, like clockwork. So they tried again. They tried again, and they didn't have many other details in the book about what other things they tried, but it did say in the on the internet that they tried with, like, rat poison and then different kinds of poisons. None of them worked. He just kept popping back up in the morning. And then... pop. So then...
Top of the morning.
So then they thought a different tactic. They'll give him some weird food. So they made him a sandwich with rotting sardines and, like, bits of metal in. Gave it to him. And then some antifreeze to chase it down. That didn't work either. He was absolutely fine.
It's quite random stuff as well. I would have thought I don't know. I would have thought...
Antifreeze, though.
Yeah, I guess.
It's pretty strong.
We're still in the depression. They're probably watering down the antifreeze.
Well, that's the thing. Like, he doesn't give a shit because he's drinking crappy alcohol every day. So he's obviously built up this tolerance, and it probably tasted fucking awful, like, all the time.
Yeah.
So it tastes pretty much the same. So they went a bit more extreme than this. So they got another friend to help out. So there's 4 of them now. This is Hershey.
4 of them? Just yeah. Beat him to death.
Well, I know. This is Hershey Green. I mean, they're really going out of their way to sort of try and make it look like an accident. So Hershey Green, and Hershey Green was a taxi driver. And so they waited for Malloy to fall asleep or basically pass out from alcohol, as he would every night. And then they carried him to Hershey Green's taxi. And they went with Hershey Green. They drove him to Claremont Park, which is across New York. Then they dumped Malloy out in some bushes, poured water on him, and left him. And this is New York winter, so freaking cold. So they left him to die of hypothermia or pneumonia or whatever it is. But...
hypothermia, pneumonia,
one of these things. Whatever. I don't know. So the next morning at the bar... The door opens, Mike Malloy walks in, he goes, fucking hell, you've got no idea. I don't even know how I ended up in this bush, but I slept there all night. I'm fucking freezing. Can I have a drink?
Oh my God. Like, maybe Christ. He is a leprechaun, and like a team of like little hedgehogs appeared and covered him up. I'm like, we believe in you.
Is it leprechauns that have got 9 lives? No, that's cats.
I don't know.
The leprechauns always land on their feet.
If you catch a leprechaun, he's got to give you a wish.
If you pull a leprechaun, if you catch it by the tail foot comes off and it grows a new one.
What part of the
leprechaun? No, it's like that with the beard, though.
Oh,
the end of the beard drops off and then reforms.
Maybe he's like a demigod. He is impressive, regardless.
Yeah, he's doing all right. So now they think, right, well, we're fucking shit at this. So they call in a professional. Tough Tony Bastoni.
Tough Tony's going to come in and be like, have you tried pouring water on him?
And he's like this massive guy.
Tony Bastoni.
Tony Bastoni. And he is a massive guy. He would basically beat up and rob people on the rag. So he was just, like, this was the lifestyle for him. So Bastoni says, Bastoni wants to kill Maloney.
Hey, Bastoni, we need a guy to come and take another guy out and kill him.
That's a great reenactment. That's exactly
I feel like they're all going to be really high-pitched.
But I think they would have been.
There was something about the 30s where it was like people were shorter and their trousers were tighter and like there was less testosterone because we weren't drinking the tap water.
It's like this game spot the like spot the truth in this story.
I've lost my actual mind. I don't know what's real anymore. Am I from New York?
Bastoni. So Bastoni is like, right, we're doing this properly. We're going to be more proactive. Basically, one of us is going to have to hold up Maloney when he's passed out, and we're going to drive a car at him as fast as we fucking can. So Bastoni being the big guy, he holds him up, and then Hershey Green drives towards him at 45 miles per hour, hits Maloney, who is thrown into a gutter, and they all bugger off and leave him there. And then they start looking at the news the next day, thinking, right, well, it's going to have, like, hit and run, then it'll have his name, we take that to the insurance company. Nothing happens. So then they start contacting the local morgues, which, come on, as if you're going to contact local morgues before the hospitals, that's suspect in itself. No little Irish blokes have turned up. And then they phone the hospitals and there's no sign. So they've got no evidence of the death. They've got no Michael Maloney anymore. They don't know where he's gone, so they can't kill him anymore to prove that he's dead. So they think, right, well, what are we going to do then? We've got this life insurance policy and we don't know where the guy is. So they decide to get another little Irish guy and kill him and just say he's Michael Maloney.
Who's going to know?
So,
and to be fair, how will they know he's Irish when he's dead?
True.
You just get any guy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Well, they have got good attention to detail because they do get another little Irish guy. This is McCarthy. He's another little homeless
just
guy.
Hate
who comes
Irish
in the bar.
People. Like the less Irish around here, the better.
So they get this little another drunken Irish bloke who's homeless nearby, and they say, "Right, well, we can't. Maloney's gone. You can have his job." So he starts sweeping the bar and sleeping on the floor. But they also pay him $1 a day because they really want him to do this because they need him.
Oh, do you think maybe it's so that if other people ask, they can be like, yeah, I know that guy. He's the little Irish guy that works in the bar. Got it.
Easy. So, but after a few days, because they don't want to be wasting a whole dollar every day on this, they decide, right, quick. So they whack McCarthy over the head. Then they take his body to a road, run over it with a taxi. This time lying on the
road.
And
then pour cold water on it.
And then, no, but they put a load of calling cards that say Maloney's name on them. So everyone would be like, oh, well, it must be Maloney.
This homeless guy dropped all his business cards.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the stupid thing. It's like how, it's not even called Maloney, it's called Malloy, isn't it?
It's because of Bastoni and Malloy. That's why you got excited.
So they put Malloy's business cards all over, and
Maloney.
I've called him Malloy. He's one or the other. This is not a.
I don't know if we can even put this one out.
So the next day, the body is gone of this McCarthy.
Of the other guy,
McCarthy, who they run over. No mention in the papers, and they call the morgues again. There's nobody turned up. But they do trace him. So tough Tony Bastoni traces McCarthy to a hospital where he's got two broken arms, a fractured leg and a fractured skull, and he's unconscious. And the hospital people say he's probably not going to make it. So they're like, right, well, we'll just wait it out then. So while they're waiting for McCarthy to die, in walks Malloy.
To the... Whoa.
Who has also been in hospital. And he says he had a fight with an automobile and it won. But he couldn't even remember.
What
it's like,
a joker.
I don't even know how I got there. Like, I can't remember anything. And they, because they don't want him there, because they're like, well, our Irish guy is supposed to be in hospital. They kick him out. So just get out of here. So he goes and gets a job at a local boarding house.
Which sounds better. I bet they let him sleep in a bed.
Yeah, well, I thought that. So McCarthy then starts getting better. So he's not dying anymore. So they're like, oh, shit. So what do? They either have to kill him again or...
Go back to plan A.
Go back to plan A and kill Malloy. So Tony Marino goes back to Malloy and says, look, come and get your job back. We'll have you back. No hard feelings. I'll even give you more free drink. And Malloy says, nah, fuck it. I've got a bed here. I'm all right, thanks. So he says no. And he stays working where he is.
Maybe they should get both the Irish guys and make them fight to the death. And then no matter
like
which
that
one...
bum wars.
Yeah. And then no matter which one's dead, they can be like, it's him.
Yeah. Unethical.
Unethical, yeah. I don't know how...
But they could make some money in the process.
Yeah, like, if you win, we'll give you $500. If you lose, we get your life insurance policy.
Yeah.
Win, 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 win.
Right, so now, Marino gives up on all of the people that he's asked to be part of this. And he goes to greengrocer Daniel Kreisberg.
Oh my God, the fifth person in on this. And he's going to end up with like 2 cents left.
I know. So Daniel Kreisberg invites Malloy to his house for free booze, which is grooming to say the least. Gets him so drunk that he passes out and then he puts a rubber hose in his mouth and gasses him. And this actually does kill him. So poor Malloy's been through all this and he finally is dead at this point. So Marina gets a shitty doctor to sign a death certificate saying, oh, it's pneumonia, it's fine. And then the insurance company does pay up. But because he's asked so many people to help him with this plot and because there's so many people involved who know about the murder, who think they're entitled to some money, even though they didn't actually end up being the one who killed him, they all start fighting amongst themselves about who's going to get the money and they can't agree. And then they start telling everyone they know in bars when they're drunk about this plot. So it all gets totally hyped up. There's a big brawl. Tony Marino's killed. The police now get involved.
I hope he had a life insurance policy.
Yeah. The police now get involved. They dig up Malloy's body and they see that it's cherry red, which is a sign of gas poisoning. Apparently your skin goes really red. So they know that there's been poisoning. So Hershey Green is given a prison sentence, quite a long one, for his involvement. But the rest of them, so the other three, all killed by the electric chair.
Oh.
So no one kept the money. Tony's dead.
The police did, I bet.
Yeah. All that for nothing.
It's kind of like, seems like it sort of, I don't know, purged the gene pool a little bit. They're all that dumb to get in on the plan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's an interesting one, though.
I like it. It sounds like a film. It sounds like something that I don't know.
There is other stuff, like there's been songs made about it.
I imagine it's a silent movie. Like something with like...
I think everyone wishing it was a silent podcast.
Something like the Marx Brothers.
But yeah, so there's like they've made songs about it and there's a little episode of one of those documentary programs that does an episode about it. So it's quite a good one.
I liked it.
Yeah, but it was Michael Malloy, not Maloney. But if you want to call him Maloney, I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
Not got a choice.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.